There is a moment in the life of some entrepreneurs where struggle, effort, and challenge to succeed no longer works. There is another way. I call this the road less traveled. And this is what I will be talking about on the Entrepreneur Experience.
I realized back in 2022 that there was a different way to go about getting what I wanted. The approach to wealth strategies always includes these elements that I'm going to talk about. And what I learned about it is how intricate, complex, but eventually simple it is to know what needs to be done to realize a strong vision in the imagination as it rolls out in the world through a series of connected actions. The confusion around this is so considerable that I got caught up in it. And it got to the point where it was so confusing for me that I went in a number of zigzags and dead ends until I realized over time how it actually works. Actually works, meaning getting what you want in the world as you determine in your vision what the specific intent is as it comes out of your vision, and learn how to use these keys of open aperture, focus, surrender, and detachment to know what actions to take in flow. And as I learned about my blueprint, it helped me keep myself doing things all of the time that fit who I really am, as opposed to what I used to do, which was figure out what would work from a marketing, sales, or lead generation standpoint to chase results. So what I'm talking about here is to give you a framework that you can use either by listening to what I'm saying or find your own way through this, create your own version of it, or read it to yourself. What's important either way is that you've worked enough on your vision where what you're trying to create when it happens is what you actually want. And this was the mistake that I made as I spent a significant amount of time working through approaches that actually were incredibly helpful, but incomplete, that I learned from Law of Attraction, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Teachings of Abraham, the Napoleon Hill work in Think and Grow Rich. And then also, I spent a lot of time with Neville Goddard, who talks about assumption in particular of the reality that you want. And then I corroborated and correlated a lot of this from studying Yogananda, in particular Babaji, who was one of his mentors, discussed in Autobiography of a Yogi. But nothing happened. But actually a lot was happening, but I didn't realize it because I was consumed with the numbers I wrote down. I thought if I said 150,000 by the end of March, that I would get 150,000 by the end of March because I was taking exactly the right actions to move towards it. And then the 150,000 didn't come. And I thought, what am I doing wrong? And now I know. So I don't do those things anymore. Part of understanding it came from the Bhagavad Gita, where I learned in the fable of Krishna teaching Arjuna about life that we're not entitled to the fruit of our labor. which is the $150,000 or whatever outcome we want from the vision. But what we are not only entitled to, but expected to create in this life are the results experienced from the vision. In other words, what matters is the vision. The experience of the vision and imagination consistently with strong, powerful emotional connection and energy, and the feeling that success is inevitable leads towards the realization of that when it's time. And what's key is understanding when it's time. And it's different, I suspect, for every individual. For some individuals, it is about just getting the money. So that's why it works for them. And then maybe they teach that to other people, but it doesn't work for those others like me, because that's not the point. For me, it's about impact. And for me, it's the polar opposite of getting the 150,000, which I feel like I must have because I need it. But instead of focusing on that, I started focusing on the vision of impact, meaning, how do I prepare myself to be ready for entrepreneurs who want a wealth and more money now strategy so they realize their vision? In the Red Pill Pathway modules, there's the pathway through this to get prepared, which I won't share here. Instead, I want to give you what could be seen as a meditation or a mantra. Or you could look at it as perhaps some kind of a hypnotic approach to get deeply into yourself from your mind. So however you use it doesn't matter. What matters is that you know the right answer about what you want. And if your mind is fighting yourself because it wants $150,000 because you're about to run out of money, my situation, then you're going to be focusing on the wrong thing. So you'll know it's right because it'll feel right and you'll feel a surge of energy. So I'm just going to take you through some things that are working for me. I know my success is inevitable. My vision is clear because it comes from my imagination. Anything that comes from imagination must and always will realize itself in the world in the form of a life experience. Success is inevitable because we are here to create the reality that we decide that we want to live in. When we know who we are, what we're here to do, and why what we're doing matters to us, then clarity comes. When clarity comes, it's followed by confidence. Confidence is a result of knowing who I am, what my purpose is, and having connected vision in imagination, honing in on it through designing a specific intent that I experience on a daily basis as having already happened. I know it's happened because I feel that it's happened. Anything I feel has happened with that level of emotional intensity on a consistent basis without any feeling of striving, resistance, or blocking has happened because I'm remembering not building, forcing, or making it happen because I'm chasing answers, results, or knowledge. My success is not only inevitable, but will be immediate. When I understand what immediate means, I know that now is the moment when everything happens. In the moment of now, the connected action that feels right always feels elevating and connected to vision is always the right action. The action is designed to set in motion a cascading series of connected communications to those who are part of my story. The destiny that I know is my reality that I'm creating from imagination comes from the connecting energy that I bring to the world through knowing who I am, what my gift is, and how I decide through willpower to bring that gift into the world. When I am able to allow myself to do this, I feel what I'm doing is on track toward the realization of that vision. I also know there will be moments when my mind will attack me. My mind is confused and wants me to drop the project. My mind wants me to ignore what is coming to me in my imagination in the form of a vision. My mind wants me to focus on the things that I don't have, the money, the results, the fame, the fortune that are the byproducts of the experience that I'm creating for my imagination in the form of a vision that will become my reality that I experience when I am ready to experience it, and no sooner. Therefore, it's of critical importance for me to recognize the difference between what feels right and what doesn't feel right. I know what feels right through the power of discernment. Discernment means that I understand how emotions work. I know when it feels right and I feel a surge of energy, I'm doing the right thing, thinking the right thing, and my impact is connected to my vision. I know when I feel bad, when I feel fear, when I feel striving that something's wrong, that what I'm thinking and potentially doing and the impact that I'm making is taking me away from what I really want as my mind has taken control of my life experience. My role here in this world is to recognize what I am responsible for doing. And what I'm responsible for doing is deciding what I really want. My job is to explore myself to determine what my purpose is. Why am I here? What do I really want to see and create in the world? Who am I here to connect with, and what is my role in that connected relationship with others who are waiting for me to become ready for them. When I feel doubt, I know that faith will support my feeling of inevitable success, and that over time, through practice, my faith will shrink, and what will replace it is certainty. Rather than conviction, I will have certainty that my success is inevitable. And at some point, the feeling will be so overwhelming that success is inevitable that I will feel the inevitability of the impending vision rolling out into the world as my new reality. If you listen to this, if you repeat these words, or if you create your own version of this, what this is doing is helping you understand truth. Truth is always right. The laws, principles, and mechanisms are always correct. And the challenge for the individual is to recognize how they apply to them. I'm different from you. I'm different from others. You're different from others as well. Therefore, it's your responsibility, like mine, to navigate your way through the laws and principles and mechanisms that govern reality and how it works.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur Experience. If you want to learn more, check us out at redpillpathway.com.